sometimes naked with a group of his friends, began to steal butter and everything from the Navarar gopis' houses. He was very fond of stealing butter. One day he entered in the house of a gopi, and when he was stealing butter from the pot, at once the gopi, the master's gopi, she came and catch hold of Krishna's hand. Krishna told, "Mother, why you are holding me?" That gopi told that you are stealing butter in my house. Krishna told, smiling, "I thought that you are my mother, and this is my mother house, so I was not stealing, but I was taking because you are my mother." At once she came in mood, and what to do she could not. She began to laugh, and Krishna in the meantime ran away from there with his all friends. Next day again he went in the house of a gopi, and she was waiting that the thief will come in my house. She was ready to catch hold of Krishna. So Krishna gave his hand in the butter pot, and he was taking and somewhat eating also and giving to his friends. At once that gopi came and catch hold of Krishna. What you are doing? Krishna told, "Mother, I was searching my calf. I was with my calf, but calf ran away and jumped into this pot, and I was searching my calf." She told, "Where is your calf? You can show me." Again Krishna gave his hand
on
the pot.
Krishna snow was asunal rukov.
Toy cough, marble cough. Cough is this, and he jumped, and I was searching. She also began to laugh. She told that, you are very clever, but I see that if you are searching your cough there, how butter came here? He told that, smiling told, I was some scratching. Eating, and I was doing so butter was there. Someday Krishna went with his all friends in a gang, in a group, and entered in a house. And he was stealing butter there. That gopi was also waiting that this thief will come in my house. So he was behind his door, hiding herself. In the meantime, Krishna went there, and he was thieving butter and giving to his friends. She came at once and catch hold of Krishna. "What you are doing?" "Mother, nothing. I will take you to Yashoda. Your mother never believes, but today I will take you to your mother, and then he will see that your boy is very thief and very naughty, and she will chastise you." At that day, night was end night, but clouds were there, some darkness was there. So took Krishna in her lap and covered his mouth. And she took to Yashoda. Yashoda, my friend, you should see with your own eyes that now your boy is becoming so naughty and thief. See, I have caught red-handed. Yashoda replied, "What are you doing? Why you are calling me?" And she was churning in the morning. And she at once called, and she came, Yashoda. "What happened?" "Your son I have brought he went in very dark night in my house and he was taking, stealing butter. I have caught him red-handed. When the bell was taken off, the covering was taken off, and she saw, and Yashoda saw, that the gopi who brought Krishna, his son was there, not Krishna. Krishna was sleeping on the bed. Yashoda laughing told, "Oh, this is not my Krishna. Oh, this is your son, not my son. My son is not naughty and not thief." Krishna was sleeping, at once came, "Oh, these, all the gopis are liar. Akagujni false. And they are liar. I never went to her. I have never seen her house. And she is accusing me that he is thief. Oh, I know that his son is thief. I am not thief. So, but now from today, I will go and I will take butter." So, complaint from all over Braj, from all gopis, were coming to Yashoda. And Yashoda was thinking, "Why my boy has become naughty? And why he is going to other gopis' house to steal? Perhaps, in my house, servants make butter. And that butter becomes so sour, not tasteful and not so sweet." So he goes to take sweet butters in another gopi house. "Today I will send my all servants and all maid servant. Today is Deepavali, Indian Deepavali. So they should go to their homes. And I will milk the cows, very sweet cows, Kalindi, Padma Gandha, and so. And I will make curd, yogurt, and I will myself turn. And then I will see, I will give to Krishna. Krishna takes or not. Oh, it will be so sweet. And Krishna will be satisfied in my house. He will never go to other gopis." And thinking so, he milked the cows and made yogurt. And in the morning, at about 4 in the morning, and Shiva churning. Oh, Yashoda was so beautiful. And that is why his son was so beautiful. Yashoda was so beautiful. Oh, more than Miss Universe. Oh, very beautiful. And having so very thin garments, like lahanga and choli and other things, very thin. And her beauty was peeping. Like nowadays, you can see in everywhere. They are taking garment, something, but everything is seen. So his beauty was peeping through the garments. Very beautiful. And what she was observed in Krishna pastimes. And he was churning yogurt. What doing? Like this. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Govinda Damodara singing his pastimes and observed totally. The sound from yogurt churning was like what? Like the backside of mridanga. Dhik, 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 tam. And this, his ankle belts, ankles, bracelets, like kartal. Very sweet sound coming. And she was totally absorbed in Krishna pastimes thinking. Where what he had done, she was like a poet. In his words, making very sweet poems and singing. Govinda Damo. Govinda Damo Ramadeti, Govinda Damo Ramadeti, Govinda Damo Ramadeti. Totally upset. Oh, Krishna woke up. And he was so hungry in the morning. And he was also sleeping. And he saw, where is mother? Mother, weeping. No tears, but mother crying. But Yashoda could not hear. What is the meaning? Meaning was this. Fie on them. Those who don't do bhajan of Krishna, fie on them. Tan means tam, to them. Mm-hmm. Oh, who don't chant and remember Krishna, fie on them, fie. Don't delay.
So, Yashoda Maya, she was doing kirtan, chanting the name of Krishna and deeply absorbed in his pastimes. If anyone will do kirtan like this, then Krishna cannot check himself. He must immediately go to that place. So he was still half asleep and he was feeling around like this, oh, where is my mother? But he couldn't find his mother. So then he began to cry. And he was crying louder and louder, like do re mi fa so la ti do, like this. But Yashoda Maya was so absorbed, she couldn't hear that he was crying.
Но Yashoda так была погружена в киртан, что не слышала, как он плачет.
So then, being a very small baby, he tried to get down from the bed. And the bed was high and he's very small, so it was very difficult. He had to go down backwards on his belly. So he was rubbing his eyes and crying and walking and still half asleep and sometimes falling over and getting back up again. Mm-hmm. And tears were coming like Ganges and Jamuna. The Ganges is white and Jamuna is black. So on this eye there was some kajal and the tears were black from kajal. And this eye, the kajal had come off, so tears were coming, so black and white like Ganges and Jamuna. So Krishna, he went into the kitchen room where his mother was churning butter, yogurt, but she was so absorbed she didn't see him. So he took one hand on the churning stick like this, and one hand, he took hold of her veil and pulled her veil. Then she opened her eyes and she saw, oh, my baby, my Lala about whom I was thinking and singing, he's right here before me. And she became very happy. She took Krishna in her lap and she put her breast in his mouth and very happily he began to drink his mother's breast milk. Then milk was flowing from the breast of Mother Yashoda. No need for Krishna to suck. It's flowing and flowing and flowing. This is her Vatsalya Bhav. Oh, tears are coming from her eyes. Her heart is melting. So in this way, bhakti became bhakti rasa with all bhavs mixing together into bhakti rasa. So Krishna was very happy taking the breast milk of Mother Yashoda. But over in the other side of the room, some milk was in a big pot and it was boiling. So the milk was thinking, oh, just see what's happening. The milk inside the breast of Mother Yashoda, this is her Vatsalya Bhav. It is so vast that even Kirsagar, the ocean of milk, is only one drop of milk from the breast of Mother Yashoda. And on the other hand, there are some personalities like Ganesh. Ganesh has a very big belly. But actually, millions and millions of Ganeshes, they live in millions of universes inside the belly of Krishna. So Krishna's belly is the biggest belly. So the breast milk of Mother Yashoda is unlimited, and Krishna's belly and his appetite is also unlimited. So he will be drinking forever and ever, and I am only just the cow's milk. I will not have the chance to serve Krishna. So the milk, thinking that he would never have chance to serve Krishna, became so upset. And he was thinking, if I cannot serve and I cannot please Krishna, then what is the use of staying alive? So a sadhak should feel like this. Maria. Oh, what happiness is there for me in this life if I cannot serve Krishna? I should die at once. So the milk decided to commit suicide at once by jumping into the fire. So the milk was jumping out of the pot like this and going into the fire. At that time, Mother Yashoda, she saw that the milk was boiling over, so she wanted to stop the milk from boiling over. She thought, oh, Krishna likes my breast milk, but from my breast milk, I cannot make yogurt, I cannot make butter, I cannot make curd, I cannot make a rasagula. So I must save this milk so Krishna can have all of these sweet preparations. So Mother Yashoda, being full of compassion, just like a bona fide guru, she gave up her direct service to Krishna to go and give someone else a chance to serve Krishna. So she wanted to put Krishna down, but Krishna did not want Mother Yashoda to put him down. Putana was a very wicked demon. We have spoken about Putana today. She had the strength of 60,000 elephants, and she was unable to put Krishna down when he was only 6 days old. But now Krishna is about 2.5 years old. He's so much stronger. And he was holding onto Mother Yashoda very tightly like a monkey, with both hands, both feet, and also with his mouth. But Yashoda Maya, very easily, only with her left hand, she said, oh, sit down there. And then she went to go and take care of the milk. She sprinkled some water on the milk. Oh, don't kill yourself. When baby Krishna was put down, and he could not drink the breast milk of his mother, oh, he became quite angry. He was biting his lips and thinking, oh mother, who do you love? Do you love me more or do you love the milk more than me? I'll teach you a good lesson. So first, his first idea to do mischief, he thought that he would turn over the yogurt pot and spill the yogurt everywhere. So he was pushing the pot and trying to knock it over, but he is very small and trying, but he couldn't move the pot. So then some new inspiration came to him. He took out a pestle for grinding spice, and with the pestle, he thought, oh, the top part is very thick, but the bottom of the pestle is thin. The bottom of the vessel is thin. So taking the pestle, he smashed a hole in the vessel. When he did this, a very beautiful, white and fragrant yogurt began to spray out of the hole right across the kitchen floor. Krishna was laughing and clapping and thinking, oh, how beautiful. He was very happy. But then the next moment he thought, oh, if my mother sees this, she'll be very angry, and he became afraid. So he thought, I should leave the scene of the crime immediately. So then Krishna, he went from that room into the next room. That room, he closed one door that went into the house, and there was another door on the other side which went out into the road. And in that room, there was some butter hanging from a rope swing from the ceiling. When Krishna saw the butter hanging from the swing, then some water came on his tongue. So he wanted to taste that butter, but he couldn't reach. So he climbed up onto a grinding mortar, and then climbing onto the grinding mortar, he reached and took the butter and began feeding the butter to so many monkeys and crows. He was very happy to feed butter to all of the monkeys and to the crows, because in his previous incarnation as Lord Ramachandra, so many monkeys helped him build a bridge over to Lanka. But at that time, he was unable to feed them and give them sufficient food and prasad. So now he was feeding all the monkeys sweet butter and the crows also, because they had come in the dynasty of his dear friend Kakupashandi. In the meantime, Mother Yashoda, after she'd pacified the milk, then she came back and she saw that the yogurt was all over the kitchen and the pot had been broken. If any criminals or thieves, they break into a house and they steal anything, then they always leave behind some clues. And the policemen, they find these clues, and from this they can catch the thief. So baby Krishna thought that he was very intelligent to leave that place and go and hide somewhere else. But because he's a small baby, and he does not have proper sense, he walked through the yogurt. And then, walking through the yogurt, he left lots of yogurty footprints all the way to the room where he was hiding. So then Yashoda Maya, she saw the footprints of yogurt and began to follow them into the room. And she looked around the door and saw Krishna there, taking butter and feeding all the monkeys and crows. So she took a stick in her hand and she thought, oh, now I'll teach Krishna a good lesson. Krishna was facing the door which went out of the house, and Mother Yashoda was coming from behind him. So, you know that a cat knows the art how to walk with very soft steps. If a cat even walks on dry leaves, it will not make any sound. So in the same way, Mother Yashoda was walking like a cat, like this, and sneaking up on Krishna to catch him. She was just about to catch him when all the monkeys and crows, they saw Mother Yashoda coming, and all the monkeys and crows began to run away. Krishna was thinking, oh, where are you all going? Why are you all leaving me? Then he realized, ah, someone's behind me. And just when Mother Yashoda was about to catch him, oh, he jumped down and ran away. Mother Yashoda immediately began to pursue Krishna, but Krishna was running like this in a zigzag way, and she is also a little healthy, little fatty, so it was hard for her to catch up with him. Krishna came to the door of the room and he was thinking, oh, if I go outside into the streets, then my mother cannot follow me. Because for a lady in Indian culture to go outside of the house with all garments and ornaments, this is not a proper etiquette. So Krishna thought, if I run into the street, my mother will be ashamed and she cannot follow me there. So Krishna ran outside and Mother Yashoda, she came to the door. And then she thought, oh, I shouldn't go outside. But anyway, today is Diwali. So on Diwali day, everyone stays in their homes. There's no one moving around in the street. So no one can see me. Okay. And she also ran outside.
You can keep it there and tomorrow we will. So anyhow, she caught. You should say that Krishna was running. If Yashoda can run more fast than Krishna, then she can catch. Otherwise not. There are none in this whole universe that any can run more than Krishna. Oh. But Yashoda, she can run more than Krishna.
No, Yashoda must...
she is fat, healthy and aged, but even she can run faster than Krishna because he is wealthy in Krishna prem. She loves more than Krishna loves mother. She loves more than that. And that is why, anyhow, she run more quickly than Krishna. And how he catch hold of Krishna, we will explain tomorrow.
I'm telling
all these things. What is the aim and object of our life? This love is needed. This love is our prayojan. But you should know, the love of gopis is more than Mother Yashoda. Like everything tomorrow.
Но это мы объясним завтра.
Today it will be drama.
Сегодня у нас будет спектакль.
Play that drama.
И, пожалуйста, те, кто должны показывать спектакль, должны подготовиться. Сесть прямо сейчас.
And disciple wants to follow him. He should know his mood. And totally follow being Nishkinchan and Akinchan. Akinchan means only Krishna is his wealth, nothing else. But if the disciple is not matured and thinks that I am now matured and gives up the association of high class of Vaishnava and Guru, oh, he will fall down. Then he will come to his house from Brahmachari, or he will give up his renounce order even, and he will return back to the same position from where he went. He may marry, may do any job. So many children will come. Istri will also, wife will also divorce. So many wives may come. He will not be happy. So a vague family will be there and his bhajan will be ruined. You can see that after the departure of Param Pujyapad Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, so many upset were done. So many disciples, so many renounce orders, sannyasis even, they left. I've seen and realized this fact that, they returned back, they married so many children, so many dogs, so many cows, so many horses. They began to collect, and thus bhajan was ruined. They cannot chant one round even. Yes. And they kept Gita forever binding and kept it on, and rats cutting it. If disciple is sincere. He had not made any offenses to any Vaishnava and Guru and her naam, aparad and anything. Then, Guru may come. Any high class of Vaishnava may come. Any representative of Sadguru will come and tell, what are you doing? This is Gita Sansar. Gita Sansar means the world of Gita, oh, you are like, you have ruined everything. Oh, come with me at once, giving up all these things. Give up your children, give up your cows, dogs, wife and everything. Again, you should come to me. I will give, empower you. I will inspire you. I will help you always. I will keep you with me. Come with me. Ah, I'm seeing that so many persons, disciples, who left everything, but now, again, inspiring, coming with me and doing bhajan. So many, not only one, two, three, four, not. Now thousands of devotees who have become very weak and they have made so much jungle in his house and bhajan. Left not chanting, remembering. They have no time, always engaged in jobs, making money. But now, again, aspiring and coming and doing bhajan. I have come only for this.
To help the devotees, those who are sincere. But if you are making any offense to any Vaishnava, criticizing, oh, anyone cannot do. Krishna will avoid, Vaishnava will avoid, Guru will avoid, representative, all will avoid, and they will go to hell.
A new hell should be built for them. My suggestion to all devotees, be careful. Don't try to fulfill your pockets. Always be careful. Be nishkinchan. You are only account keeper. You are not master of the wealth. Krishna is wealth. So, you should preach. You should distribute books, Nagar Sankirtan, but be careful. You should not think that I am master, I am matured in bhakti. Be very simple, akinchan, and preach, read books thoroughly. Don't tell anyone that, oh, I need so much money. Oh, give me money. Don't disturb others. If you are really very sincere, oh, money will come and follow. Run. You should not run after money. I have not come for money. So you will see that if you are sincere and chanting and remembering, oh, money will follow you. But, oh, I don't want like this. You saw that in the last, the disciple has not made any offense. So his gurus came and took his hand and took, oh, come on with me. I will save you. So you can come with me and follow the instructions of our Guru Parampara and be happy forever. Gaur Premanand.